It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
I don't remember all the words.
Steve-O,
good morning.
It's one way to wake you up.
I can't see it.
Mateo!
What?
Song is awesome!
I like it.
Come on.
I don't think
you remember this song?
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Chucka chucka, you want it out.
You don't remember the song at all?
Yes, I do.
There's a fish like flopping around in the music
I don't know about the fish. There's only one fish in this room, and it's me.
What?
Mateo fish.
That's right.
Good morning. Awesome Morning Party.
It's time for Team Awesome Morning Party. Wake up, friends of sleep.
Oh.
That's what I wrote on Facebook just now.
Ah, yes.
Trying to be clever this morning.
Friends of sleep. I've been sleepy this morning. I got to be honest. I woke up a little late too.
I woke up. I will usually take a shower when I wake up, but this morning I was like not doing it.
The rain kind of kicked my butt in my sleep last night. Did you wake up to that storm last night?
Not even.
It was crazy. You were here weeks ago, and the weather was weird and stormy and crazy.
Yeah.
You left.
Yep.
It was normal.
Yes.
You're back now.
Stormy.
As a permanent addition, hopefully this weather stays like this forever, because it's actually kind of fun.
And you know, what did we read? It's a new moon.
It's a blue moon tonight.
Blue moon.
Now, I don't even know what that means. Do you know what a blue moon is?
You saw me standing.
Not the kind
alone
that you have with an orange. I'm talking about, like, in the sky.
Without a dream in my heart.
Blue moons usually occur once a year, apparently. Once every 19 years, two blue moons occur once in a year. But I guess it's rising tonight.
Two blue moons.
I guess it's two full moons appear in the same lunar month. But for those of you who don't follow along lunar cycles, that's me.
Once every 19 years.
The blue moon we're expected to have tonight isn't the second full moon in the month of August. It's actually the marking of the third full moon in a season. This is according to the Weather Channel. I have no idea. When Tuesday's full moon rises to its peak at 9:45 Eastern time, it'll be a seasonal blue moon. The third of four full moons in a season, seasonal blue moon.
Why are you talking about the moon?
I don't know.
Gosh!
You asked.
We're talking about moons
right now. I don't know.
Which will lead to the inevitable mooning joke.
Oh, man, see, now I was going here.
I'm sitting over here going, I'm thinking, yeah, I could say, like, I've seen two blue moons. One was a blue moon up in the air, and then my buddy painted his butt blue, and that was the second one. It don't take 19 years for that. It just takes an idiot. It
takes a 19-year-old. Man.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another day of this.
It's Tuesday. I'm excited. We got New Music Tuesday coming up today, and some really amazing new music to premiere.
Mr. Dave Stovall.
Yeah.
Posted a song that Waverly used to play live on the internet last night. He posted it on the internet. We used to play it live, and we are going to play that song on the station today for you people.
I'm excited.
It's neato.
Yeah. Brand new song from Lisa These. We actually talked to those guys yesterday.
Oh, and then there's a band that we're so excited about playing.
They're touring. We found them because of Lisa These, because they're touring with Lisa These.
Touring.
And the Ember Days.
Might I dare say I like them better.
Oh, man.
I like them better.
They are incredible. So we're going to premiere a new song from a brand new band that was discovered through Lisa These. So those guys hooked us up.
That band is called Jackson 5.
Yes!
And they're from the 60s. Just kidding.
Yeah, maybe not. It's Tuesday morning. I'm happy to report Team Awesome Morning Party was not canceled after the first day.
Not yesterday.
Yeah, so
there's always today.
And yesterday being Mitchless Monday, she will actually be here with us today.
Yeah, everyone.
This is good.
All the Mitch fans out there.
Yeah.
Mondays, she has the day off, so yeah. Don't freak out.
Or at least the morning. We give her a half day.
Yeah,
She comes in, from she does show. A show. She has a day off from us.
She has a day off from us.
So Mitchless Mondays are over. It's Tuesday now. She'll be joining us in studio this morning. And don't forget, brand new show, 10 to 2. It's called Middays with Mitch. She's got her own show, so I'm really excited for that. I'm sure she'll be talking all about Cold War Kids. They were here last night at Sunshine. She was there. Up late. I saw all the Instagrams. You know all the cool kids were there.
Yep.
Saw a bunch of Instagram videos.
I didn't see any. I don't know any cool kids. I know you.
What? I was with you. I did not go.
We're not cool.
We're at home trying to catch up on shows.
We're not cool.
I know. We're old. That's what happens. That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, we have this show.
I'm 30 years old. I don't care. Everybody listening right now is dumb.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to hang out with us. You can also give us a call, 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hopefully,
I wish somebody would call right now.
Hopefully we didn't scare away Matthew from Albuquerque, because yesterday, you know, he called. He normally calls every single morning to say hello, to wake us up.
Yeah.
He is now in high school.
Whoa.
We've watched this kid grow over the years.
I haven't.
And he called yesterday, and we reported that, you know, got a new morning show, and Mitch has her own show during middays, and I think he was more excited.
On the phone, he was probably like, yeah, that's awesome. Then he hung up, and he was like, done with the morning show.
Yep, I'll be calling at noon. I did make mention he would be listening to the app during lunchtime, which
during
is cool.
Lunchtime.
Mitch going to be doing some really cool, what do you call that? When people call in and it's live and they call in and it's requests and it's
painting?
Great. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. No. Painting. That's what they're going to be doing. We got birthdays coming up at 6:45 if you would like to get a birthday shout out in.
Birthdays!
studio@mystaticradio.com.
Call for your birthday.
Breaking news, I promise we're going to do it.
Probably not.
Right now, some Linkin Park for you.
Now!
It's Team Awesome Morning
now.
Party! Now! Static. Heck yeah, we are! Yeah!
Did you know that this song, Dave taught me how to play drums in this song?
Really?
Yeah.
It's good. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Yeah! I am Steve-O.
I'm Mateo, and you are now awake. Thank you for listening to us on the radio. Otherwise, we wouldn't have jobs.
Random phone call. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque.
He lives.
How you guys doing today?
Pretty fantastic. Good. We were worried there for a second because it's like 6:20. Aren't you already on your bus?
Yeah, I'm on my bus right now, actually.
You're on the bus right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Yep, I have this awesome driver, Judy. She's awesome as heck. It's the phone. I love it.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Tell Judy
she said
hello.
She's awesome as heck. I'm gonna take that
You're
one.
You're living on the edge there,
I'm
Matthew.
Keeping that one.
You better watch.
Yep. Anyways, guys, I do have some news about Los Angeles High School. I just found out recently.
Maybe
guys, I would like to hear this.
Yeah.
It's about next Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. is the first game of the Volcano Vista football season. I believe Volcano Vista is playing Sandia High School at the brand new stadium up on 98th and Central.
All right.
Yep, I'm going to be going to my very first football game next week.
Dang, dude.
High school football rules.
Yep, I tell you. I mean, you know, you have to support your school, though, you know what I mean? Because if you know nowadays, APS has been doing all these budget cuts. I mean, they've been chopping a lot of things.
You are in with the cool kids, buddy. You know things about things.
Why are you so well informed about the budget?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys have known a lot of teachers. I mean, at my old school, LBJ, I think some of them had gone on and they replaced half of them, I believe, with some new teachers. So,
man, this is so interesting, Matthew. What do you want to hear?
This morning, I would like to hear, let's see. Devastation and Formed by Reliant K.
That's a good song.
Yeah, and I want you guys to put that out to my driver Judy.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
we will.
All right.
Devastation and Reform for your bus driver.
Yeah. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Remember, go Hawks.
Go Hawks. Oh. That's the high school that's right by our house.
That's the closest I've ever felt to Delilah in my life. Sending it out to Judy.
Oh, I love
it. The
bus
driver.
You know, those are my favorite times, hanging out with the people.
Yep.
505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to give us a call. Static!
Matt's back? I'm so excited.
Yeah!
Like, very. I just got off of work right now, and I should be falling asleep at the wheel, but instead I'm super pumped.
Awesome!
That's the way to be. That's the way to
be. Very, very excited.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me as well. You sound excited.
I am.
Maybe it's...
The last time you were on the show, the radio station was down in Silver City, but the whole time.
So you're listening down in Silver City.
What's that?
You're listening down in Silver City.
Yeah.
That's cool. My mom was born there.
You told me that last time.
Yeah, that's always... Anytime somebody's
got to tell you.
Silver City, that's all I...
What else goes on in Silver City?
I've been to Silver City once.
What is there?
I did like a cool event out there with Pastor Joseph down there.
What happens in Silver City?
Nothing, really. We have a mine. We have two mines.
Okay.
And that's it. That's what I do. So,
hey,
yeah.
You know what they say? A mine is a terrible thing to waste. Am I right?
Listen to him.
Wasted. I got finished ruining it last night. So,
wait, you were in the mine?
Yeah, I work in the mine.
You work in the mine?
Okay. Listen to me. I've always said, no matter, like, I've always had these terrible side jobs, other than being in a band. A lot of them were working retail, and I've always said, at least I'm not a coal miner.
Now you know one.
And that's pretty much what you do. I don't know if you're mining coal, but you're in the mine.
Yeah, well, it's copper, and it's even worse than being in the mine. I'm in the mill where they mill this stuff,
and it's
terrible.
Dude, but that sounds like an awesome job. You've got a real job from 1874.
That is not awesome.
That is amazing. Oh, I didn't know people still did that.
I've only worked there, like, a year and a half, and I've almost died like six or seven times.
I know!
So.
Now, do they pay you pretty well to do that?
Yeah, it's better than anything else around here. That's
good.
For sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, that dude, you're mining copper. They got to pay you in pennies.
Man, good gosh. What? Have you seen any like crazy drug addicts trying to get in the mine and get the copper out?
No, we got some pretty tight security actually on site,
That's good. I've read this article about how people are like stripping copper off of everything.
Oh yeah, that happened to our sister station KNKT. They've broken in and stolen copper twice from us.
Good grief!
I know.
Messed up,
dude. Thanks for what you do. That's pretty.
What's your name?
I'm Ian. From Silver City.
You are Miner Ian.
Miner Ian! Yeah.
That's your name.
Man.
You call in anytime.
All right, Copper Miner.
I'll call you guys tomorrow morning, too, because I'll be getting off work at the same time.
All right.
Beautiful, man. Be safe.
All right.
Go get some rest.
Goodbye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We just met a miner!
Yes!
It's pretty awesome.
Life goal.
Static.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Joseph the Carpenter. How y'all this morning?
Joseph the Carpenter! What you building, friend?
Oh, ouch, that hurt. Hey, we're building all sorts of stuff. I'm building storage bins for Santa Fe National Cemetery.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, you're building
everybody in the community.
You're building a storage bin for a cemetery?
Yeah.
So you're building a bunch of caskets?
I was going to say, wouldn't that be a...
That's the nicest way to say that. So it's a storage bin. You put bodies in them.
Well,
dead bodies.
Actually, no. They're actually called crematoriums. What we're doing is placing in areas like stockpile dirt. You know, it takes a lot of dirt to bury somebody.
Gotcha.
This is true.
Gotcha.
But, hey, on a lighter note, you know, you're all talking about early mornings and... You know, how you're kind of dragging through a little bit, you're getting there.
Yeah.
My dog, Fred, my year and a half old bloodhound, decided that 4 o'clock was the first time you wake up in the morning.
Oh, of course. I mean,
yeah.
Fred, who wouldn't wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. So between him and our cat, Gene, my morning started early.
Yeah. Yes, this is why I don't have animals.
You do have a baby that woke you up yesterday.
This is true. Yesterday, I have a child. I have a 9-month-old who woke me up.
My children are all grown and now making grandbabies, and I keep that all the way. So I have time for a dog.
Smart man. There you go. Joseph,
well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Let Mitch know we do miss her in the morning.
She'll be here.
I know, but I'll probably be already at work.
All right.
I'll have to throw on the app, put on the headphones, and jam out all day that way.
There you go. Download the app. Well, it's free.
I got it.
There you go. Right on. Joseph the Carpenter. We're meeting, like, everyone in the community. I feel like it's one of those shows that my kids watch when they're, you know, little. Yeah. Hey, hello, Joseph the Carpenter. Hi. I'm Copper Miner Ian. Hey, Copper Miner Ian. Welcome to the show.
I'm Matthew from Albuquerque. I know the school's budget.
Yes! I'm excited. I'm excited.
Too. Are we going to play the song that he wanted to throw out to Judy, the bus driver?
That's right. We'll have to get to that.
We're going to get to it.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
It is.
Now, we do this every day around the 6:30 time. Are you ready for some breaking news?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do it.
We missed this yesterday because we were too busy premiering our brand new show that we forgot
that
we actually have
things. The biggest news yesterday was the new show.
Yeah,
so it kind of, it overpowered the rest of
it. It really did.
Despite all the terrible things happening in the world.
Something you want to hear, 505-338-3700. Hang out with us. You can also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or the Instagrams.
Insties.
Find us at My Static Radio.
We also have personal Instagrams.
We're hanging out. We really do.
Mine is Alotta Mateo. Let me spell it for you.
Oh, man.
Alotta Mateo.
Wow. Alotta Mateo.
Two TTs. Yep. Steve-O, what's yours?
Steve-O Jeets. Oh, we can link them.
Yeah, we'll link them.
You'll see them. Just follow us. Hang out with us. And as Joseph the Carpenter so wonderfully equated to us, he's got the app. Download the app. It's free. MyStaticRadio.com for the links to either the Android market or of course, the iTunes store. Either way, it's free. Pick it up.
You
can stream us from anywhere. In fact, isn't your family like now?
Most of my family streams this show.
Sorry to the Lott family for having to get a bigger data plan so that you can hang out with us every day. But I promise you,
they're cool.
It's worth it.
They'll make it.
Who's ready for some breaking news?
I am.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Woman stabbed with stiletto heel at baby shower.
Oh my gosh.
A sidewalk argument after a Lincoln, Nebraska baby shower came to a bizarre conclusion when one woman allegedly stabbing another woman in the face with a stiletto heel.
Why?
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had to go to
punctured the lady's cheek.
Yeah, that's...
They had to pull it out of her face.
Stop talking!
Oh, guess what they were arguing about?
No, baby names.
A man.
Oh, man, come on. Really? At a baby shower?
In a terrible twist of irony, an EMS technician suffered a heart attack while giving CPR.
What?
A Detroit EMS technician is recovering in a hospital following a heart attack while performing CPR on a patient.
Wow.
Joe Hardiman was performing CPR on a patient on the way to a hospital Saturday morning when he suffered the heart attack. He was able to drop his patient off, then check himself
into the ER
for immediate surgery.
That dude's my new hero.
That's what I'm talking about. You see what he did? He put that other person first. He's like, minor life emergency, having a heart attack, I need to get my job done. I'm going to get this person taken care of, and then I'm going to check myself into the ER. It reminds me of my mother-in-law, Miss Diane.
Hey!
Who was having... Today is her birthday!
Today's her birthday!
She's 28 years old.
Yes, your mother-in-law's 28. How does that work?
Beautiful lady.
Yep.
And she was having some chest pains, and she checked herself into the hospital one time. But she works there, so she she got off
work
and was like, something's weird. Went back in.
Boom.
Be smart, people. Don't be embarrassed to go to the hospital. But it's going to cost money.
I was going to say that. See, I'm not embarrassed. It's usually just like, ow. Rub some dirt on it, please.
Breaking news, it's going to be expensive.
I know. So, more often than not, unfortunately, I'm that dude.
But if you're having like chest pains
I know.
You know.
Chrissy is usually pretty keen on that and will either drag me to the doctor and or tell me, here, take this, that's called heartburn. Because I learned that there's this thing called heartburn I never really got before that I got. And I was like, Chrissy! 911! 911! And it turns out you're not supposed to eat like 17 jalapenos.
This is like when you thought the power went out and it just blinked. You thought you were having a heart attack and it was heartburn.
It was heartburn. Heartburn. Turns out, don't eat a bunch of jalapenos.
Speaking of lighthearted things like death.
Yeah!
A woman was dead for 42 minutes and then brought back to life.
What?!
Yes, an Australian woman was brought back to life after being clinically dead for 42 minutes.
Wow.
Vanessa Tanasio, a 41-year-old mother of two, collapsed while getting her kids ready for school a week ago. Probably because they raised the prices on school supplies.
Dude, I can't even begin to tell you how awful it was this year.
I don't want to know. She'd had a heart attack and was declared clinically dead soon after she was brought to the hospital, but the cardiology team was able to save her using a high-tech new machine that gave her CPR for 30 minutes.
Wow.
Keeping her blood flowing to her brain and other organs while doctors unblocked an artery. Her heart was then successfully shocked into beating again. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Without the $15,000 battery-powered Lucas II or Thumper, Bambi fans, Thumper, her doctors would have had to do CPR manually while taking short breaks to perform the coronary angiogram and angioplasty.
Wow.
Wow.
Good job, doctors.
It ran through two full batteries.
No way. Yeah. Wonder how much that's going to cost.
Good
speaking
grief.
Of expensive hospital bills.
It's like, I can't believe that.
We brought you back to life. How much are you worth?
Oh.
Good, because this is $67,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That's what happens. Welcome back.
Steve-O, are you interested in fast food?
Oh, you know how much I love fast food.
You love it more than most people.
I do not love fast food.
You know who
food.
Does love fast food?
Who?
Mitch.
She does.
Yeah.
She really does so, love fast food. She gets a lot of fast food.
She better get some fast food before August 29th.
What?
Because fast food workers plan a nationwide walkout.
What?
They're planning a strike.
The fast food industry
fast
altogether?
Fast food workers are planning a nationwide walkout for August 29th. So if you work in fast food, it's August 29th, guys. Don't forget. Fast food employees nationwide are being asked to join the protest. The workers are demanding wages of $15 per hour and the right to join a union.
Oh, my gosh. There are so many words that I can't say right now.
It says they, as detailed on some website, fast food workers rarely make enough to cover their living expenses, and the website offers information, petition, and a strike kit. What's a strike kit?
It's like a matchbook. Hey-o! Matchbook! This is a strike! Hey!
Because you're burning your dreams away. What? You just don't go to work. What do you need a kit for? What, is it like got a Game Boy in it? This is what you do while you're at home. Here's a Game Boy. It's from the 90s. Figure it out. The kit includes information on how to announce and participate. Okay. Okay. This is making this illegitimate to me, because if you have to give people, if you have to tell people how to go on strike, then what's happening?
I don't want to make fun of all people in the fast food industry. However, you're talking about people that work in the fast food industry.
I worked in fast food.
I did too. So maybe that's why they have to give them the
that's
kit.
That's mean. Some people have
saying.
To get that job as a side job.
I worked fast food!
Okay, and you know what? If you're going to work fast food, what's the best fast food job to work? Pizza delivery.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
boom!
I don't know.
It is so much fun. Unless you're in a bad part of town and you fear for your life. But you can make really good money doing it. The funny thing is, though, back when I was in college, I would deliver pizza.
All right.
And it would average out to about $15 an hour.
See, exactly.
Because you're getting tips and you get paid per drive and then you get an hourly wage.
Well, that's like at the Bucks. I worked at the Bucks.
At the Bucks.
That's not fast food,
and,
but you know.
You get tips. Benefits,
yeah.
Too, at part-time
I know.
At Starbucks.
I don't understand why they're complaining.
They probably work at McDonald's.
Oh, right.
Or
okay.
They're
then
like
I do.
Me when I was 15 and I worked at Chick-fil-A and hated everything about my life.
I worked at the Golden Arches for 1 hour. I'm not joking. I got the job. I went through the little orientation thing. And then actually my first day at the actual place of the Arches de Golden,
yeah.
I was there. I was working. Rocked it for about an hour. Okay, cool. Let's rock a 15-minute break thing. All right, we'll see you guys in 10. I was like, okay. And I walked out to my car. It was disgusting,
dude. You were a defector.
I was. I couldn't do it. It was like, sorry. I mean, granted, I was in high school, and I was kind of a loser high school kid anyways. I was like, this is real work. It was also really gross. So I was like, nope. I don't want to know how you make chicken nuggets because I still eat them at the time.
This is what I think. I think fast food workers should be kind of a pay scale.
Yeah.
Where if you are like an adult, an older adult,
uh-huh.
and obviously this is your job,
uh-huh.
then yes, that person should get paid more.
Yeah, but why shouldn't the kids get paid? I mean, they work just as hard.
Well, yeah, but they're
I'm
not supporting family.
I'm just kidding.
I'm trying to speak for the families here, socialist.
Steve said he was a communist on the radio. Nobody listened to the show after that, and I can't figure out why. It went from being a party to more just being me and him talking to each other.
That's what I think. Hey, maybe we should put it up on Facebook. Maybe
that's
we should
a good
say,
one.
What do you think? Should fast food workers be paid $15 an hour?
Man, fast food workers going on strike. Chime in with your thoughts. What do you think?
This goes out to Judy.
Yeah. Judy the bus driver, this is for you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to be part of Team Awesome Morning. Partay!
Now!
Oh, yeah. Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it.
It's a party in your face. Like a bag of Skittles. I say weird stuff.
Yes, you do, but that's why you're here. It's Mateo.
Hey.
Steve-O.
Hey, Albuquerque. We just posted something up on the Facebook. I wrote.
That's right.
Fast food workers planning nationwide walkout, parentheses, strike.
Yep.
What do you think? Should fast food workers be paid $15 an hour and have the ability to unionize?
I
should have put $15 an hour.
That's okay.
I put a link up to the site. It's down there. You'll see it.
Yeah, give us your
you
thoughts.
You get it. You guys get what I'm trying to say.
All right. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Joining the party. Yeah, that's right.
Yay!
Steve is joining the party right now.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Welcome to the party.
Thanks.
You are the freshest.
Fresh
guy here.
It's the 232nd day of 2013.
Woo! Yes.
133 days remaining.
To my party.
Were you guys driving into work thinking, man, it's dark?
Yeah, yes. It was dark, yes.
When's the time change?
I think because of the economy, they moved it a month or something.
Stop
weird.
Stop it.
Like, I'm not being funny.
The sun can't afford to come up as early anymore.
I wish I were joking. I'm not even joking.
I had one of those good nights, though, where we woke up at like 2 in the morning, and then we're like, we have 3 more hours of sleep.
Oh, those are good nights, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you wake up to the storm? Did you guys get the storm over on this side?
Was it at that time?
I don't know. Yeah, about that time.
I
lightning
don't know.
And.
That's called thunder. I didn't wake up either.
Yeah, I woke up.
Happy birthday to your mom-in-law,
Miss Diane. Yeah! Happy birthday!
So, and we'll get to in-house birthdays a little later in the segment.
Okay.
All right. So let's go this round. Mm. On this day, this person who has been part of the CBS Evening News,
Walter Cronkite.
Hey, come to find out, the guy who did this music for CBS Evening News, James,
John Williams.
James James Horner.
Yeah.
Did the main theme to Braveheart.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Walter Cronkite.
No. She's married to Maury Povich.
It's a woman.
Oh, she.
Betsy Ross.
Connie Chung.
Connie Chung, obviously.
Almost had it. With
totally watched the news ever. Yeah. She is 57?
I say she is 61.
67.
Oh, man.
She's pleased with you guys, though.
Yeah. She is.
Nicely
She's
done.
Happy.
All right. You know what? You're going to really be mad at me that I didn't play any Zeppelin. But I'm not a fan.
Okay.
So, hey.
Hey.
So I went with one of the bands that he's been
is
in.
Is this Robert Plant?
It is.
Is it his birthday?
It's Robert Plant's birthday.
It's Robert Plant's birthday?
Nato Mosquito.
You know who was in the Honey Drippers there, Steve-O?
I don't.
Brian Setzer.
Uh-huh.
Orchestra.
No, Brian Setzer.
Orchestra.
From the Stray Cats. Orchestra. And Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Cool. I met him in Santa Fe.
Yeah, right.
And, of
he
course,
was a jerk.
on lead vocals was Robert Plant.
Nice.
It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Robert.
Yeah, I took a picture with him. I'll show you so that I can be like, look,
I
met Paul Schaefer.
Unbelievable.
He was really rude.
How old is Robert Plant, Steve-O?
Robert Plant is 65.
68.
Actually, you did good. He's 65.
Different song. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
There's so many options. We could have hit any of these buttons. There's like 20 buttons over here. And we picked the chicken song. The rooster song.
It just makes me happy.
Why does this make you happy?
It's the only time you ever hear that.
Matt, sorry. You know how to make another song happen?
Yes.
Two words.
Right
show prep.
One.
Show prep.
Right one. Show prep. Got it.
All right. It's John Hiatt's birthday. Musician John Hiatt celebrating a birthday.
I don't know him.
He kind of sounds like Randy Newman.
I was just about to say that.
Rad Stamp.
He sounds like Randy Newman. He is, therefore, 57 years old.
You got a fan in me. You got a fan in me. He is 61.
He's actually 61.
Yay!
Play a different song.
Okay, what do you want to hear? What do you want?
Billy Idol.
Billy Idol?
No.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah!
There you go. You like how I had that?
See?
Good job. That was
good.
That was way better.
It's hot in here.
It is.
From 30-something, The Shield and Grey's Anatomy.
Is this Imogen Heap? That's the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call, Mateo. Thanks, man. Wait.
It's Cozy and the Rocket.
From
Sap.
What?
From Grey's? From what?
Sap. P-S-A-P-P.
Sap.
That's the name of the band?
Or maybe it's just Sap. Maybe the P's silent. Like Django.
Ah, gotcha. Yes.
But Peter Horton songs. From 30-something, The Shield and Grey's Anatomy.
Peter Horton.
Okay. Yeah,
actor-director, actually.
Oh, fancy.
42.
44.
He is 60.
60. Or 60.
Yeah, he's doing terrible.
We don't know these people.
Yeah.
All right. Colder weather is on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we wanted to know that was happening, we'd ask TV weatherman.
Al Roker.
Jim Cantore. I would ask Jim Cantore. Jim Cantore puts himself in the eye of the storm.
Al Roker's birthday today.
Al Roker puts himself in the eye of television in New York City. So, you're right.
Gosh,
I wouldn't necessarily. Well,
I would always trust Jim Cantore. Jim Cantore. He should have had a role in Sharknado.
Who's that?
Now that
Jim Cantore is, I don't know, the king of weathermen. He's on the Weather Channel.
Yeah, but you're going to meet like a couple local dudes who are actually really nice guys. One being Steve Stucker. Hey, I'm Steve Stucker.
That's
one
cool.
Of the nice,
what are his life experiences?
I don't know.
When there's having a tornado on the ground, is he right there?
Lots of hot air balloon stuff. He's
lots
always
of
at the hot
air
balloons.
Out of his mouth.
Al Roker.
He's not Jim Cantore.
Birthday.
Sorry.
He's 57.
Al Roker. Yeah, 58.
He's 59.
Ah!
Should have just kept
curses.
Going, man. I mean, if Mitch was here, you guys would have got it right.
I know.
See?
Who is Mitch? Oh.
It is Rocky Balboa's birthday.
Nope.
Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, did you hear that Mike Tyson is going to be a boxing promoter?
No
way.
He is.
Following in the footsteps of his...
Of who?
Oh, really? Don King.
Don King having a birthday today.
Nice. He's got to get that hair worked out first Mike.
Well, Mike's not going to get any hair worked out.
I know.
He's going to get tattooed hair.
Don King has got to be like 80.
Yeah, he's old, right?
I'm going to say 80.
78.
Don King is turning 82.
Wow.
82. All right, so from The Contender and The Bourne Supremacy Ultimatum and Legacy.
Matt Damon.
No. Oh. Nope. It's the blonde gal who's trying to bring Jason Bourne in, but not hurt him.
What is
it? Not Diane Lane.
Joan Allen.
Yes, Joan Allen.
Yeah, Joan Allen is having a birthday today.
What's she say about it?
She is...
I don't know, but dude, did you know they use Moby for...
I was just about to say, yes. It's good stuff right here. She's 54.
48.
57.
Ah!
57.
You're welcome, girl. I can't go for that.
I found out something else this morning, too.
What?
Steve-O. They use music from Keb Mo.
Uh-huh.
Keb Mo.
Keb Mo.
Saw Keb Mo at Grand Ole Opry.
He did.
Nice.
That's all we talked about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Keb Mo does the music for Mike and Molly.
I've never seen that show.
Me either. It looks terrible.
And,
it's Mike's birthday.
Billy Gardell is celebrating a birthday today from Mike and Molly.
Does he play Mike?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
One more day without a heart attack.
49.
Good job.
What? We're all thinking it.
How old is he?
38. 40. I'm going to say 49 because that's what I said earlier.
Wow. Right. He's 44.
Oh.
Okay, the only song I could think that I could play from these guys. So I'm playing it. No?
Steve-O? Is this Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
I mean, hold on, I don't know this one. No one knows what it's like.
Fred Durst.
It's Fred Durst's birthday!
Celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, yes!
What?
Yeah.
Why are you so happy?
I should have worn my red backwards hat!
Why do you have a red backwards hat?
Because it's Fred Durst's birthday, yo!
Oh, yeah, I forgot to get mine in preparation.
Is that your best Jesse Pinkman, yo?
No, Fred Durst.
My yo.
It was Fred Durst's yo first.
Okay.
Not one Fred person Durst. Has commented on this.
It's Fred's birthday.
Fred Durst. Man.
33.
Are you out of your mind?
Yes.
He's 42.
Said the man who likes
Limp Bizkit. He was 42 yesterday.
You even knew how
old. You know,
old.
I'm not even going to fake like there wasn't a time in my life.
Okay, so former congressman and former presidential candidate... Anyone?
Former what?
Ron Paul.
Ron Paul.
Yeah! Celebrate. I should have worn my red tie. Yeah! RP, baby! Revolutionizing the world! Libertarian! Driven stuff!
Static Radio does not endorse any political party or person.
Or Fred Durst.
RP!
Yeah, it's his birthday.
Dude, he's old.
He's like 76. No, he's old. Because he's too old to be eligible for president now.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, so how old is he? You guess first.
I'm 81 then.
80.
78.
Hey, isn't that right, though? Isn't he now too old?
Maybe.
To be?
I don't know. How old was Reagan when he got elected?
Nah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I could be wrong. Somebody's out there yelling at the radio right now.
Okay,
you are wrong!
From The Fighter?
Christian Bale?
And Julian Julia?
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
Yay!
What about
and
Man
of Steel?
That's what I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, duh. Because I know it so
obviously,
well.
We totally know the music from Man of Steel. Which, by the way, November what?
12th.
Okay. A little Hans Zimmer there for you.
Hans Zimmer.
We'll be enjoying this in the privacy of our own home, November 12th.
Amy Adams, birthday today.
She looks young, but she's older than you think. 33.
Dang it. 34.
39.
Oh. Wow.
Amy Adams.
Yep.
Thumbs up, girl.
Dang, girl.
39?
She's got to be due a major award.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm just going to say it. She was awesome in Enchanted. That's right. I said it.
You know she what? Was.
I said
she
it.
Was really good in Catch Me If You Can.
She was really good in everything she's
Every
ever done.
Movie. Hey, Amy Adams.
She was really good in The Office.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
She was one of Jim's
girlfriends.
Yeah, on the boat, yeah. Remember? Early. On the
yep.
boat.
Yeah. Yep. And she got along with Roy more than Jim.
Yep.
Who's this?
Doing this?
What's happening?
It's Demi Lovato's birthday.
So oh, what? Gosh, stop.
No, wait.
It's also Rob Beckley from Pillar's
then,
birthday.
Then you,
we're not playing Pillar.
Then you make it stop.
27.
She's 22.
She's actually 21.
Oh, good. Moving
year.
On.
I almost
said that. No, every kid on the way to school is going, yeah, Demi Lovato! What's up?
Okay, from Once Upon a Time, Megan Ory.
I've never seen that show.
Never seen it.
She's having
it
a birthday
either.
Today.
I ain't seen it.
We chose Grimm because they like two shows came out at the same time that looked very similar. We're like, well, let's try Grimm. Grimm was good.
I chose neither.
Yeah. She is 34.
28.
She's 21.
Oh. I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Who, Demi Lovato?
No, the girl that we just said whose birthday.
Oh, the chick from Once Upon a Time?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we are to...
inanimate object!
Hey, we tied
today. Well, days. We're just to days here. I'll go way down here. So
okay.
There we go. All right. On this date, in what year was the first commercial radio station... WWJ.
Oh, yeah.
When did they begin operations in Detroit, Michigan?
Oh, Detroit Rock City. Good morning. Welcome to Detroit Rock City. Your very first rock station of all time. 19. Oh, wait. It's got to be older than that. Because you see all those old movies with, like, Elvis Presley, and they're already spinning records on the radio.
Yeah.
Right?
1949.
1920. God! 1920. Nice. And it was a rock format? There's no way.
I didn't say it was a rock format.
Oh, you just threw us off playing rock music.
Autographs. Yeah. Turn up the radio. Come on.
Turn up.
On this date in what year did this man hit his 23rd career Grand Slam, a record that still... stands.
Wow.
As did his 61 home runs.
Mark McGwire.
Roger Maris.
Dang it.
Oh, I was wrong, actually.
Oh.
I was wrong about the home runs.
Oh.
Oh.
It's Lou Gehrig.
Oh, it's Lou Gehrig.
You're correct, Steve.
I know I'm correct.
I don't know what else. Well, they were teammates.
And I know I am not correct.
They were teammates.
Because this is a sports question.
And I no, wait, were they? No, they weren't teammates because Gehrig or Maris was in 61. In 1961.
This is the most confident I have ever been, and it is about being wrong.
Okay. In what year did Lou Gehrig hit his 23rd career Grand Slam?
You go first, and I will use context clues to make my guess.
1958.
That was bad.
It was bad. We
context
apologize.
Clues.
Yeah.
You are not my help.
Nope.
All right, do you guys want one more
yes.
Heck yeah, we'll
inanimate object? Before
always.
We get to the inanimate object, okay?
Yeah.
We played the radio thing. It is National Radio
Day.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody send me some donuts.
So if you like radio or pie, it's Chocolate Pecan Pie Day.
Ooh,
send
I've
me
never
a chocolate pie donut. Pie.
And dude. Today is, oh, man. It's,
wait, did you just say pecan pie?
Chocolate
pecan.
Chocolate pecan.
I love pecan pie.
Chocolate pecan pie. That sounds
see, I
crazy.
I can't say pecan. Do you
pecan.
Say pecan pie?
I say pecan.
I say pecan too.
I say pecan
pie.
And pecan. Yeah. It's a pecan.
Pecan pie.
A pecan, if you will.
Yeah. We have pecan trees in our backyard.
Are you
up.
A pecan or a pecant? Tell me, sir.
I'm a pecan.
I'm a chocolate pie.
Okay. Today's Bacon Lover's Day as well.
Whoa!
Hey!
Bacon Lover's Day.
Oh, you lovers of bacon.
And on this date in what year did President Andrew Johnson formally declare the U.S. Civil War over?
Oh, man.
Oh, over.
Over. You got this? You're from the South.
Yeah.
You guys are so bummed.
It never ended. Let's see. Okay. Civil War is when the North fought the South. People were really upset. 19. Nope.
1866.
I'm going on context. I'll say 1869.
1866.
Oh, yeah! What? History, I feel like we needed some, like,
play a song.
I know, but I
here, like... I'll play a song because we got one more birthday to do.
Play a song for me.
Okay, it's a in-house birthday.
This is my celebration song. I can spell red. Was this for the blood of all the soldiers?
No, this is for an in-house birthday today, Steve-O.
What?
It's somebody's birthday in-house.
With red.
Obviously, yep. Involved with children. Oh. Oh, my gosh! It's Celeste's birthday!
Is it yeah. Really?
Oh, no! I had forgotten until this moment in time!
She has a birthday?
Well, we gotta go.
I didn't know genders had birthdays. Yeah. Weird.
How old is Celeste?
Oh, don't do that.
She's got to at least be 16.
No, she's young enough.
I heard yesterday on the radio, Dan and her were doing a break.
Yeah.
You can catch them every weekdays.
Afternoon party.
They hang out, yeah. And he mentioned how old she was, and it didn't seem like she was so stoked about it. So I'm going to lie and say 21.
Nah, I think she's 24.
Yeah,
she is 24. She's a day older than my second oldest son.
Oh, that's nice. Good. Wow, how's that make you feel, Dad?
Fine.
This is the best song for Sarah. I hope she's listening right now and just sad. No, I don't
Why?
Want to. Be, I don't
Happy
want
birthday,
to be
Celeste.
Happy birthday, Celeste. We love you.
Yeah.
I was kidding about I wanted her to be sad. Please don't email us saying, I can't believe Mateo said he wanted somebody to be sad. That's mean.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party, and it's a party all day. We got Mitch coming up at 10 a.m., which then leads into Celeste, our wonderful afternoon host.
Which
2 to 6.
Slowly degrades into Dan. Just kidding.
Yeah, you can check out the full lineup, mystaticradio.com. We got to take a quick break. Woo! Coming back, the digital age.
Nice.
We're also going to dig into a few topics that, one, including Breaking Bad,
dude,
filmed here locally.
We need to get Celeste a present.
We really do. So we'll be back as soon as we can, but we're going to have to go out and buy her something.
Yes,
no, not really.
No.
We don't have time for that right
we
now.
We don't have time for that.
We actually have to work and do things.
Maybe we can make her something. Maybe I could use the rad stamp and this pin.
I sadly have a text conversation coming up that we're going to talk about that apparently you have done.
Cool.
And a good percentage of Americans have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We will talk about that on the way as well.
Definitely.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's me, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Steve-O.
How's it going?
Very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo with you. Mitch will be coming in a little later in the show. Getting ready for her new show from 10 to 2. Middays with Mitch, but yes, she's still part of this here crew as well.
Yeah, she's part, of the crew.
Of the partay.
She's part of the crew.
She's the Y.
She's the Y.
Wait. Because we're part, and then it's the Y, and it's like party.
We would be the Ys because of chromosomes.
Oh!
Dude, right. Science, man. Get it right.
I didn't think that one through before.
Chromosomes. Let's do this.
I should just say things I gotta...
Traffic. This is what I can tell you. There is still road construction at Unser Boulevard and I-40, but I don't think this is loading correctly. Because all of the roadways look like no one is driving.
It looks like the Book of Eli has finally come to fruition.
Guys, Y2K happened. Storm calls Y2K. So apparently no one is driving anymore.
Beautiful.
And there's no electricity.
All right.
So if you're listening to us right now, you are an anomaly.
That's right.
If you hear of any accidents or see any accidents, give us a call because I don't think the traffic thing is working.
505-338-3700, the studio number.
Studio number.
If you'd like to give an update,
give us a call.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus.
Sopo.
Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Well, a new study discovered that 35% of us have done this. It's something that most human beings do every single day.
Yep.
While you're sleeping. 35% of people have had a text conversation while still sleeping.
While sleeping, I have. This has happened to me before.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember. But it was years ago. I think it was... I'm pretty sure it was before me and Dawn got married. Like, I'm trying to... That's like my last giant life marker.
Well, right.
Before... Now, it's moving to Albuquerque, but the last giant life marker before that was getting married.
Yeah.
So I, like, plot my life out in little segments.
Yep.
Before that, it was record deal.
Nice.
Before that, it was college.
That's good that you care enough about those things.
Yeah, but I really can't remember a lot of detail.
Random phone call.
Random.
Static.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
I just want to tell you the lights are flashing red on Unser and Rainbow Road. Police are on scene, though, directing traffic.
Cool. Unser and Rainbow, traffic lights working incorrectly. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, sir.
And here's the thing. We talked about those traffic lights working incorrectly yesterday.
We did. I thought they were plotting to destroy us.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like they're migrating.
They were just
south.
Just a blinking.
Treated as a four-way stop. 35% of us have had a text conversation while still sleeping.
Mm.
The conversation, which is mostly gibberish, starts when our phones start beeping or buzzing, prompting our brains to go into autopilot and return the text.
It's like, hey, yeah, what you doing?
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Here's the interesting thing.
What is
it? And I feel like, yeah, this is really, okay. The study found that men usually text about food.
Okay.
While women.
Yes.
Women. Tend to get romantic.
Nice. So that just shows you what we're dreaming about.
One woman said the last embarrassing sleep text she sent was, "I adore you, please come over."
Whoa!
Yeah.
That dude was probably like, what if he was sleep texting her? She was like, "I adore you, please come over." And he was like,
"Cheeseburger.
Is there a steak there?"
She said she woke the next morning and was shocked when she saw the text because she sent it to her ex-boyfriend.
No!
Yeah.
Sorry, lady. You messed
35%
up.
35% of people. So the question we're asking is this. Have you ever sleep texted anyone? 505-338-3700.
That person fell asleep.
Yeah. Fell asleep and then decided.
Have you ever? I'm going to post this on the Facebooks. Nobody, well, we had one reply to the fast food thing.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah?
I keep my phone by me at night because it's like my alarm, so I need it close so that I don't miss out on this here morning party. But if somebody texts me at midnight, I'm kind of like you used to.
Yeah.
Band friend.
With no regard to time zone.
No regard to time zone or the fact that you're like, I just got off stage. I just got done with this show. I'm in Florida where it's even later. I'm just going to send you this crazy text.
Yeah.
And I would never respond at night. What I usually do is right at like 5 a.m. when my alarm goes off and I wake up and I see who texted me in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I will promptly send a text at 5 a.m. Because if you can text me at 1 in the morning,
yeah,
I can text you at 5 a.m. while you're sleeping.
And I can sleep right through that text.
That's just proper etiquette, right? 505-338-3700, the phone number. 35% of us have had a text conversation while still sleeping. Conversation which is mostly gibberish. Usually happens when somebody texts you in the middle of the night, and apparently our brain goes into autopilot. I've never done this. Static.
Hey there, y'all. I know it was a little off topic, but I just heard that last guy calling with the traffic update. Thought I had to do the same.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, I'm down here at Central and now. I don't know if things are okay. I don't really.
So basically, your phone is being hilarious because you're like, I'm down here on Central and.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. Dang. Yeah. All right. I'm at Central and Cornell.
There you go, right Central
by,
and Cornell.
By UNM.
Okay.
And there's no traffic going on over here. Everything's running smoothly. Just wanted to let you all know.
Thanks.
Well, good. Everything's okay. We're
everything's
right.
good on Central and Cornell.
All right.
So, we're okay. Any,
that's good because we're going to be down in that area a little later today because, you know, we got to prepare for our brand new segment tomorrow.
We oh, got for
a,
real?
Yeah, we got, a
for
new,
real?
We got a new segment starting
Should
tomorrow.
Should we tell them what it is?
Yeah.
It's a little thing
oh, shoot.
Called Comics
oh,
Corner.
Shoot.
Comics
All right, Corner. You're going to wake up. You know where you got to be. What
exactly.
time? What Well, we gotta
yeah, because we famous.
Yeah, we famous.
We famous. No,
you
we,
know it. You know it. Got your face plastered all over the buildings down here.
I got an Instagram.
Our dear friend Mike, owner of Astro Zombies, actually is kind enough to support this show, and we're going to be doing a brand new segment called Comics Corner. So
Woo-hoo-hoo!
We got to get that down there amazing. So we can get our stuff to review. Yeah. So yeah.
Right on, right on. Well, don't worry about traffic down here. If anybody needs to come down here, y'all have a good day.
It's good down there.
Thank you, faithful watchman.
Oh, that's Wooly, and he's awesome.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning. Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O. Teo. Welcome to it. One half of us are here. Mateo's a little indisposed. Hey, if this is your first time listening this week, you may be a little, disoriented, shocked, discombobulated, flabbergasted. New morning show. Team Awesome Morning Party, myself and Mateo, Matt Lott, currently of House of Heroes, formerly of Waverly, also now currently of Static Radio. And to all you House of Hero fans, yes, he's going to continue with the band, as it permits.
I'm back from the future.
I was just talking about how...
I heard you.
Yeah, you know.
Where the horseman is, I could hear.
Yeah. There you is.
Had to talk to a guy about a horse again.
Yeah.
He visits me every
it's
day.
Because you're
like,
eating yogurt and blueberries.
I'm drinking coffee.
And drinking coffee. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I feel great. If people are feeling discombobulated, I want to apologize.
Oh, there's no need to apologize.
But I
We're excited.
I want you to know that you should be happy instead of feeling discombobulated. Phone call.
Static.
Hey, I got a comment about the Duck Dynasty Breaking Bad viewers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the Breaking Bad is a little too smart for some people, so Duck Dynasty is easier to follow, I guess.
Definitely.
Peace out, guys.
Later. Thanks. 505-338-3700. We were mentioning a town in Connecticut freaked out this last Sunday night when they lost power for a couple hours and missed the second episode of Season 6, Breaking Bad.
Poor people.
Record 5.9 million viewers watched this last episode of Breaking Bad, which was shot right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the crazy thing is that's still less than half of the number of people that watched the premiere of Duck Dynasty.
Crazy time.
Just saying.
Crazy train.
Speaking of crazy times, coming back, we've got New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday, people.
Man, we're going to be premiering a lot of great new stuff, including two new bands we discovered through our friends in Least of These.
Yeah, who actually we talked to them yesterday.
Yeah.
We messaged them via Facebook.
And said, hey, guys.
And so they are going to get together, and we are going to try to interview them over the airwaves.
Yeah, we'll be talking to them very soon. Currently, their ginormous hit, you know, that one that we play.
The one.
So huge, I remember.
What's its name?
It's called Joyful Noise.
I'm kidding. Hey, speaking of this, if there is a band that you would like us to reach out to and try to interview, maybe that's played on the station or whatever.
Yeah, band you love, you'd love to hear from.
Please, you know, feel free to email us, Facebook us, or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll try to set it up. Fortunately, through all my years of touring, I made a few friends, so if I can't get in touch with them directly,
yeah.
I usually know somebody who can get in touch with
them. There you go.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We can do more interview stuff now.
What?
And that's cool.
Yeah.
I just want you people to like me, so I'm trying to fit in. No big deal. Right? Green chili. Green chili all day, man.
Coming back, we've got a local submission.
Put green chili on my ice cream.
We'll be playing that. If you would like to get your music in on Static Radio, mystaticradio.com, there's a locals rules section. You could submit MP3s. We will play it. It's New Music Tuesday. A lot of great new bands. One that we have discovered yesterday that we're really stoked on in particular.
I'm going to buy their album.
Yeah, and that's rare.
I usually just go internet it. This is a Christian way to say pirate. I'm just kidding. A Christian steal it. It's called interneting. I just net it up.
Man.
I cast out my internet and just scoop it up. Don't do that.
Especially for you. You're in a band. You know how much that hurts.
I've told you before. One time somebody told us, I think it was Jamie. Jamie was Waverly's first drummer. I think it was him. It could have been somebody else. They were talking about how it was like his cousin was like, yeah, man, you guys, yeah, after your album came out, and this was back in 2007, he was like, after y'all's album came out, man, it was like in the top 10 downloads on LimeWire for like a month, man. We were like, yeah, cool. That's good. That's a good thing.
That's fantastic.
It's good, man.
Yeah.
Good album. Thanks for downloading it on LimeWire. And never coming to any shows. You're a real fan. You are a modern fan of music, friend. That's the difference. Modern fans of music have nothing to do with music. They don't support it at all, but they love it. They're like, oh, man, I love it. Oh, I'm going to rip it off of YouTube. And then when they come through town, I'll wait until the next day and comment on their Facebook, when are you guys coming to Albuquerque?
It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Heck yeah, let's!
All right.
Yeah, we're rocking heavy metal right now.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Welcome. A real party.
It really is.
Welcome to the party, people. You're invited. You're already here.
That's like in Die Hard, and he's like, welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome.
It's craziest moment.
Crazy.
Yep. If you missed New Music Tuesday this morning.
I'm sorry.
Seriously,
it
bro.
It was a good one.
Come on.
But,
what's really?
We're in the same boat, because I missed
it. Come on!
I'm sorry. I missed it.
It was one of my absolute favorites of all time ever.
That's what I've heard.
You know
don't
what?
Worry.
She has a good excuse, though, because she is getting ready for her giant, awesome, cool midday show.
So much truth in that statement.
Mitch mm-hmm. got her own show.
It's true. Yeah. I did.
They stuck
I
me with
it.
this guy.
Yeah. Can I just say that I'm about to go to a store and buy deodorizer things for this room? Because I'm going to walk in and smell, it's going to smell like guy.
What I just heard was you didn't wear deodorant today.
I didn't!
I forgot it!
We've been eating yogurt and drinking coffee this morning.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. May I remind you right now that you are lactose intolerant and that is not okay!
Hey, everyone. We're talking about toots right now.
Oh my God.
It's getting really, really deep.
We can
on
get
this
deodorizers
station.
And just hang them around this little air
just
vent,
you guys,
and it'll just blow down upon us.
I feel like
just saying.
It smells great in here. I put on plenty of deodorant.
Let's be honest. When was the last time you went to a party and it smelled great? Usually, it just smells like a bunch of people's either
Valid
way
point.
Too much cologne.
Valid
or
point.
Truth. It's Team Awesome Morning
Polo
Party.
Polo Sport everywhere.
It's not a party without odd smells.
It's not a party without Polo Sport.
Yeah, that's an early
man.
2000s joke.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's okay.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Everybody. It wasn't funny then either.
We got an email. studio@mystaticradio.com. If you would like to send us an email. We got an email from a listener named Aaron who said, good morning, Static Radio.
Good morning.
I believe a good song that will qualify for a culture shock is a brand new song by The Naked and Famous. It's called Hearts Like Ours. In association with a believer's life, this song talks about the harsh realities of life that we're confronted with as humans, but in the end triumph because of God's grace and Christ's perpetual love. There comes a time in each believer's life where we question the authenticity and of existence. We disregard God's promises. We reach this point in life where there seems to be no true value in living. And I believe this song is referring to the human nature of our bodies. We live in this body in which we're meant to glorify God with, but at times it seems useless because of our flesh. Our earthly thinking deviates our walk with Christ and leads us into a temporary state of despair, not to mention sickness, ailments, infirmities, etc. But as the song continues, there's light at the end of the tunnel, not a train, but a light. The song is called Hearts Like Ours. I love it.
And I want to say something
from a listener.
Yeah. I want to say something about this. This makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Because the one Or one, not the one, one big problem of having a genre called Christian music is that it makes it so easy for people to write off bands, songs, whole, like, because something's labeled Christian,
right?
Most people don't want to think about it, you know.
They're just spoon-fed.
Maybe not subconsciously, and I don't think they do it on purpose.
Right.
But it's just so much easier when you can say, oh, it doesn't say Christian, so I guess I shouldn't listen to that.
Yeah.
But this person, they like this band. And no, this band more than likely was not writing about this at all.
Right, the listener went on for each verse, like, this is the part of the song where how we are as believers are. Hey, I mean, he put a novel of why this song speaks to his soul, and I loved it. If you have a song in your life like that, it doesn't matter who it's from.
Doesn't matter if it's a... Well,
quote unquote, Christian,
people are going to be mad, maybe, right, that I said this. It doesn't matter if a Christian wrote it.
Absolutely.
Because the fact is, the Bible says God spoke to a guy through a donkey. So he can speak to you through anything. And here's what really grinds my gears. Grinds my gears, Steve-o. Most people are so quick to write off music.
Right.
And they will write off bands. But you can't tell me that person's not going to a movie theater.
Right.
And watching some movie filled with whatever.
Right.
And then they're totally justifying it. Yeah. Or they're reading a book. Or they're playing a video game. It's just music is labeled Christian.
Or
so it's
not
the easiest to write off.
Absolutely.
And this person didn't do that. This person heard a song they liked and they thought about it and they tested it and they saw where it could apply to their spiritual life. Whether or not it was written about it, probably wasn't. The band's called Naked and Famous. I'm guessing they don't care whatsoever, you know.
But obviously they're searching. And here's the thing. In Ecclesiastes, God tells us that he's written eternity in our hearts, in all of our hearts. We are created in the image of God, every single one of us, not just Christians. Humans
God's
were
given
created
you, he's
this
given
way.
You a Holy Spirit.
Every single one of us was created with this hole in our heart that is void and needs to be filled with Jesus Christ. And these artists are searching. The best part is Paul in Acts when he says, "In him we live, move, and have our being." Epimenides of Crete, that was a pagan poet who wrote those words about Zeus. He used them for the glory of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what we do with Culture Shock. If you have a song that speaks to you, doesn't matter who it's by, submit an email like Aaron did. Tell us the song. Tell us why it speaks to you. We will play it. This one's The Naked and Famous. The song's called Hearts Like Ours. He says this is a really great song that any believer can relate to. It's pretty heavy, but nonetheless true and hopeful. He says, I'd like to conclude with a verse that I believe is the foundation of this song. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 through 10 says, we put no obstacle in anyone's way so that no fault may be found with our ministry, but as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way by great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech, and by the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We're treated as imposters and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. Thank you, Static Radio, and God bless. That from Aaron. Naked and Famous. The song is called Heart Like Ours. Dig it. Bury it. Tell us your thoughts on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ah! Woo!
Mitch, what?
Getting better.
Go to the song.
Or not. Static Radio.
That's a jam.
About right.
That is a jam.
Culture shock suggestion from a listener. Aaron sent it in, said this qualifies for culture shock. It's called Hearts Like Ours, Naked and Famous. In association with the believer's life, the song talks about the harsh realities of life that we're confronted with as humans, but in the end triumph because of God's grace and Christ's perpetual love. He wrote a whole thing on this song.
He wrote a treatise.
We'll put up his dissertation.
Yeah.
Of this song.
You get an A, sir.
MyStaticRadio.com/culture shock. If you have a culture shock suggestion. Yeah.
It's funny to me that it even has to be labeled culture shock. I mean, why not just play it?
I think you just opened up a can of worms.
You really did, because I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine who is a head pastor of a church here in town.
Yeah.
Said that very thing. It's a good commentary.
I mean, you know.
It's a discussion.
God forbid.
And the
like
phone
good
lines
music.
Are now opening up.
Let's hear it.
Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
You guys sound good in that party going on over there.
Oh, well, thank you.
Let's party. Look out, party shit.
Well, I never really heard this band or this song, but I liked it. And Mateo, great minds think alike, because I've always said the same thing. Like, woo! I hate legalism, how there's tons of, like, the Christians pull out the holier than thou because they heard you listen to a secular band or song, and you go to their house and they got tons of movies with rated R, and like you're not only you hearing something but you're seeing something we probably shouldn't be seeing, but you know, well, they,
yeah, like I, you know, I don't know.
I raised my hand!
I know. No, I agree with you. I don't know if it's necessarily... I just think a lot of people are just so absent-minded. I don't even think they're being legalistic about it.
Right.
I think it's just something that we don't have to think about. So we're like, yes!
Well, and on the
and that's
flip
so
side,
dangerous.
Yeah, on
that's
the flip side dangerous. Of that, maybe there is somebody who truly, for themselves, has said, you know what, either I made this commitment or I can't listen to that type of music or that song reminds me of this or that, whatever. And yeah. So we can't across the board say, well, they're legalistic and stupid.
No, yeah,
because
definitely.
Let each one be made up in his own mind. You know, one esteems every day equal, one esteems one day greater than another, but if you have a conviction in your heart personally that says, I mean, I really can't listen to that, then maybe you need to adhere to that. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
To him who knows the right he ought to do and doesn't do it, for him, it is sin, it says in the book of James. So I don't want to say that, you know, well, everybody should be able to listen to everything. However, we did get an email from somebody talking about the song by Incubus that we started playing, and we were able to articulate it and talk about why we play that particular song. And for her, she was saying, well, that song, you know, it just takes me back to this time. There are plenty of songs
yep.
that there was a time period where I couldn't listen to, but thankfully, growing in grace and growing in faith, growing in whatever you want to call it, I would say this, that there are plenty of songs that God has redeemed in my life that I can now listen to and not have to think about where it took me at that certain point in time back then, because music was always a very powerful thing for me in high school, and that's usually where I did a lot of my least favorite things now,
yeah.
looking back on them. And so there was a time period where there was just bands I couldn't listen to. However, God's redeemed all that, man.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I feel about it. Because I've seen now coming into this, like the type of emails that we get. I mean, you have people emailing in and they're saying kind of like nasty things.
They're just behind a keyboard and so they feel like they have the
guts
and that they can.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing for me. You are asking a radio station that plays music for tons of people to cater to your specific need. If there's a song on the radio that takes you to a place that you don't want to be, change the channel.
We have one of the most saturated radio markets in the nation, actually, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so I agree with that.
What it comes down to is whether or not, you know, you have your personal convictions, other people aren't going to feel the same way as you when it comes to something like entertainment.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static!
Yo! What's up?
Notice!
Hey, man.
Yeah!
I'm actually, like, listening to the words you say, and I wanted to chime in on the culture shock.
Chime in.
Chime in, buddy.
Well, because normally when you talk, it's just like, and then I just, whatever. But
But no, you know, I at first my thing would be, you know, I'm with Mateo. Like, you shouldn't have to explain it as culture shock. But then when I think about it, I think it's super healthy to explain songs as culture shock, because it's just like the whole idea that art does not have to be have a little, you know, you go to a Christian bookstore and you see a painting or a photo and somebody stamps John 3:16 into the side of it, and that's not what qualifies it as art.
Right.
So
right.
And you can find God in so many beautiful things, even unbeknownst to the creator of that work.
True.
Right.
And so I think it's really, really healthy for someone to take something that we all know wasn't intentionally and by design and by inception created to glorify the Lord. But if someone can say, I saw the Lord in this, and here's how, yeah. I think that's very, very, very cool, instead of just taking what you're fed because this came down the Christian pipeline. But to be in the world and be able to show others that God's beauty is at work, in spite of what even ourselves,
yeah.
That I think that's really amazing and healthy conversation. I think that culture shock is very cool for doing yeah. that.
I agree with that. Right on, yeah. Brodus.
I agree with that.
All right, tonight, bros.
I love you, buddy.
But that all beside all that spiritual stuff aside, you guys suck.
Amen.
Culture shock. All right.
Thanks for keeping us on the level. All right.
Oh man, I love it.
Joey Belleville, one of my favorite humans in the entire universe. Oh, you know, so cool. It goes to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 is what I immediately thought of. It tells us to test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. And I know people will take that and say, oh, we're called to avoid the appearance of evil, because one version does say avoid the appearance of evil. But it's talking specifically there about prophecy. It's talking specifically there about your theology, your doctrine. Cling to the good doctrine.
Context,
expel what is evil. Yeah, you got to take God's word in context and really seek the scriptures. And
well, I would say this too, like, all right, appearance of evil,
right?
Murdering,
that's pretty bad.
Evil,
yeah.
let's see, stealing,
it's pretty, yeah,
evil,
yeah.
Adultery,
evil.
Metal music.
Depends on who you talk to.
Exactly.
You grew up Southern Baptist, so
yeah.
You would say
so
evil.
I grew up being, and it was like, don't listen to that. That's
I remember watching the VHS tape where I found out that Bono was in league with Satan. So
check this out. I was scared to listen to the Smashing Pumpkins growing up.
What?
I just downloaded Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness a couple of weeks ago because we played, House Heroes played a show, and this record came on, and I heard like 1979. I was like,
yes,
I know that song.
Dude,
and then I heard, like Bullet with Butterfly Wings.
Yeah.
And I heard that, and I was like, what? And then Tim said, dude, this is just the record.
Yeah, this is Melancholy.
Of course, they listen. You know, they've been cool since the 70s. this House of Heroes has, or whatever. But like, I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh. So the next day I downloaded it, and then Tim and I spent the whole trip home listening to that incredible
double disc.
Double album. Man.
Andrew Schwab from Project 86, one of his top five most inspirational records of all time for him. Last time we interviewed him, that was on his list. Static!
Hey, I just wanted to chime in too.
Yeah!
You know, I think there's a point where you're just trying to be seeker friendly and just trying to fit in. Got one foot in the world, being lukewarm. You know, that's how I see it. I think it's compromise, personally.
Compromise listening to music?
Playing it supposedly on a Christian station, yeah.
Sure. Well, here's the thing, and then you're going to like understand that I don't think music should be labeled Christian. So that's kind of where
this
I'm coming
from. This is from a Christian artist.
What makes music
No, hang
Christian.
On. Just
go for
we
it.
Gotta,
go for it.
We gotta listen. But
context.
Yeah, I don't think it should be labeled Christian, because, you know, music is just an expression of creation. We've all been, you know, endowed with these things from our creator. That's from the Constitution or whatever. But he put his image in us. So we can only create things because he created us first. So ultimately, and this is kind of a personal thing, I believe no matter what anybody believes, when they create anything, they are kind of pointing towards God.
Right.
No matter what they believe. You know, so that's kind of where
the
I'm
The Pope actually
from.
Recently said this. He talked about this, and people freaked out on him because he was talking about how we are all created as human beings in the image of God.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, those that say, no, like, we're completely separate. We're in the world. We're not of the world, which was what was just being referenced. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that we need to be in the world, not of the world.
Yeah.
We also need to clarify what that means, because when you go to Romans chapter 12, where he's talking about being a living sacrifice and not conforming to the patterns of this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind, you have to go back to chapter 11 of Romans, where it talks about what that is to, you know, the patterns of the world, whether it's selfishness, it's that greed, it's that sexual immorality. These are the quote-unquote patterns of the world. It's not wearing a Motley Crue t-shirt.
Yeah, well, and here's
or
another,
eating a cheeseburger.
Here's another thing.
What does Motley Crue glorify?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you're going to have a station and you want to play secular music, that's fine, but don't call it a ministry.
I would just, here's my, and I don't want to quarrel and I don't want to argue. I really don't. This is my one thought on that is this. In Acts chapter 17, verse 28, Paul says this: in him we live and move and have our being. Now, would you agree with that statement?
Yeah.
That statement glorifies God, right? In him we live and move and have our being, right?
Okay, so you're saying no matter what you do, it's glorifying God?
No, listen to what I'm about to tell you. That word that we just got, in him we live and move and have our being, was written by a poet named Epimenides. He's from Crete, and he was a pagan, and those words were written to the god Zeus, to glorify Zeus. And Paul took that and said, you know what? Hey, your poets have said this. In him we live and move and have our being. And guess what? He's partially right. Because we do live and move and have our being, except it's not in Zeus, it's in Jesus Christ. And so he took a pagan poet, a modern poet of the time, to them with their culture and said, hey, you guys, you know this poetry. And Paul knew it well, obviously, because he could quote it enough to say, in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your poets have said. That's Epimenides of Crete. That's a pagan poet speaking to Zeus, and he was able to use it for the glory of Jesus Christ. And so we don't do anything flippantly. You know, we've had a big conversation about culture shock and why we do things, and music is subjective. Art is subjective to the listener, to who is bringing it in. And so what we are doing at Static Radio is saying, hey, these songs say this, and guess what? That song that we just played by the Naked and Famous wasn't necessarily quote-unquote written for Christ. However, a listener said, hey man, you know what these words? They pointed me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3 through 10. And guess what? You guys listening to this, this is what this means, and they're right. There is a burning desire in our heart. They're right. There is this, and it's because of Jesus Christ. And so, here's my one word of caution. Be very, very careful to say this is obviously not of Christ, because you're talking to a bunch of people who live and move and have their being in Jesus, who have taken blood, sweat, tears, and hours into this yes ministry for the sole purpose of, man, reaching some.
Yeah.
Okay, we are becoming all things to all people, so that we can save some. And I'll tell you what, to see the fruit of what God is doing, and you can see in the book of Acts where it talks about how do we know what the fruit is? Because how do you quantify a ministry and what the fruit is? One of those fruits is God was adding to their numbers daily, and we've seen people broken and weeping and just downtrodden who have come to a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is ministry.
It's called being set apart.
Okay.
He also said that if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
I agree with you 150%.
Can I ask you something real quick? Do you listen to the station a lot?
What's that? Every morning on my way to work, yeah.
Okay. I
hear is entertainment tips and movies, TV shows, that's all I hear.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to ask you something. Have you ever heard a song on the station that directly glorified, you know, sinful behavior?
No, but just because it's not directly glorifying it doesn't mean it's not just like lukewarm.
Has God given
you?
Here's what I'm gonna do. Hold on. I'm done. 505-338-3700. Thank you for the call. And the reason I'm done is this, because in Romans chapter 14, we were just talking. We don't want to argue. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him not to quarrel over opinions. And yes, we are still a radio station and we're opening the phone lines and we want you guys to have your opinion, but not in terms so that we can quarrel and fight it out. Because guess what? God has given us a vision for this ministry and this is what we're going to do regardless, because that's what we are called to do. And we're going to keep doing it. And if some say, you know, you're not set apart, to be set apart, to be holy, to be righteous, to be set apart does not mean you don't watch Adventure Time on Cartoon Network. It means we have put off selfishness, we have put off greed, we have put off adultery, we have put off all of these other things conforming to the patterns of the world, whether it's the desires of the flesh. This is what it is talking about, to be set apart. And we really need to dig into Scripture, because we could say, well, this person eats a cheeseburger. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so they're causing me to stumble because they're eating this meat, and I don't think it's right because of the treatment of animals. And then someone says, no, but God has given us animals. We have dominion over them, and we have to, right. And we fight. So you can really take set apart with whatever you want, if you're using your own standard for what set apart means. You really have to see what God's word says and not just say, you know, yeah, you got to act this way. You got to, you can't do that, but you can do this. Static.
How's it going? Hey. I love the conversation. I'm sure it's not the first time you've had it.
Nope.
But I just wanted to add this. If I can take it away from the music or the radio station part for just a second, I attend this Christian leadership conference every year. I took my father, who's also a pastor recently. Now, although it's a leadership and Christian based, not all the presenters are Christian. So afterwards, my father had an issue with one of the guys. He didn't say anything wrong. All the principles are scriptural. They're sound. They're good. They're quality. But the fact that they didn't introduce him as a non-believer or something, my father had a right. problem with. And this is kind of the same thing we're talking about with the whole, I'm losing it here with the what do we call the
culture shock?
The music, huh?
Culture shock.
Culture shock. There you go. The culture shock. And I said, well, what if you went to a conference that wasn't necessarily Christian, and you were a speaker, a presenter, and they introduced you as the Christian guy? You know, how marginalizing was that going to be?
Definitely.
So my thing is, truth is truth. Right. I'm okay with that. I don't think we have to label it, but I'm okay with labeling it at the same time. I just don't think it's a necessity. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Right. No, yeah, and that's
God's going to get his word out there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why we do label culture shock as culture shock. We have an entire section devoted to every single song. We put up every single lyric from the song. We point to scripture deliberately on every single one of those songs and say, look, this is what this song says. Amazingly,
sure.
This is what God's word says. And so it all points back to Jesus Christ. It's not done flippantly like, you know what I really like? Foo Fighters. How many Foo Fighters songs can we get on this station? And I think that's the problem where we need to be very careful, because it's fun to have good conversation. It's not fun when somebody says, man, you can't do this because you're obviously not following Jesus, because that goes absolutely against the idea of not passing judgment on one another any longer, Romans 14, verse 13. Because, man, the moment we start saying, like, hey, this is acceptable blanket statement of all of Christianity, this is not acceptable blanket statement over all Christianity, there's the essentials that are Jesus came to this earth, he died, he rose again, he is the Son of God, he is God. Those are essentials to our faith. Non-essentials are whether or not you can go to a bowling night on Tuesday because they serve alcohol, or you can listen to the Smashing Pumpkins. It's fun to talk about, but these aren't necessarily essentials throughout the entirety of Christianity. So
yeah, I'm all for the culture shock stuff, but hey, leave that bowling stuff out of this, okay? let's keep this clean.
That's
all right,
crossing the line.
Show.
Thanks for
right?
the call, man. Yeah. Thank you.
What I
Thank
wanted to say much. To that guy though was
yeah.
God's gifted us all with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
and if it's something sure that well, no, I just feel like we write it off to, and I really wish we could have listened to more of that guy, because we don't know where he's coming from, and that's my thing. Like, I wish I knew that guy. I wish
right.
I could talk to him. He doesn't know me. But a lot of times as Christians, we segment things. We put them into boxes. And sometimes we, are quick to judge somebody. I am quick to judge someone as legalistic when I hear stuff like that, and I
right.
really wish I could have heard more from him. But the point of the whole thing is God's given us, I truly believe he's given us enough grace and a Holy Spirit that will help us discern these things. And if it's not right for me, I don't have to keep listening.
Right.
But I don't necessarily have to like try to shut the whole thing down and label everybody there as sinful and say, hey, mm-hmm. you're doing this all wrong because my conviction says it's wrong.
Right.
The Bible says that we are supposed to, you know, go along with the failings of the weak. And there's another verse where Paul's talking about something. He says, if you have questions, talk to God. And when he answers you, keep the answers to yourself and just watch him work.
Yeah. Now, let me clarify one thing, too. And by clarifying, this is God's word. Colossians chapter 3. It's a pretty good definition of the world. The idea of being set apart. The idea of not conforming to the patterns of the world. The idea that if we are lukewarm, he will spew us out. Comes here. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly. Okay, this is that earth. This is that being conformed. Here's what it is, definition. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these, you too once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with those practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here, there's not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. These are the patterns of the world that it's talking about. We really need to dig into God's word and have an understanding of what he's talking about before we decide to X something out, or on the flip side, before we decide, hey, this is all right and true and acceptable. We need to know what God's word says.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to say I think what you guys are doing is awesome. Culture Shock's one of my favorite things about this station. And I think as Christians, our job is to reach the lost and to share the hope of Jesus Christ. And I think if a song, a quote-unquote secular song will do that, I think you're doing the right thing.
Right on, man. Thank you so much for the call. Static. Phone lines are jammed.
Of course they're jammed. We're talking about real stuff.
Static.
Static Radio.
Hey, man.
Hey.
You guys are awesome, man. I like listening to you guys. Culture Shock is great, man. What you guys are doing is good. I've been living by a thing in my life, and it's like, do your best and let Jesus do the rest. And, you know, take it day by day. You will not promise tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself.
Yeah.
And do what you can today. And the thing is, you got to educate yourself with adultery and all the laws, you know, and people are quick to judge. As Christians and believers, we have a target on our back, and every little thing, people are always watching.
Yeah.
And you guys are great, man. Awesome. Keep
Appreciate
it up.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. T-Moss and Morning Party. Getting a little serious.
For real.
The party got real serious.
The party sucks.
It's that point where that one dude just all of a sudden drops that bombshell and everybody's like, oh man, now we got to let's sit here and talk it out. Static.
Hey guys, another thing is that people need to realize that even within the Bible, not everything in the Bible talks about God or worshiping God. Even Christian bands they're frowned upon because even within their album they have a song about a relationship between a guy and a girl or whatever like that. But there's things in the Bible that talk about women or their body, you know, or there's things about, you know, relationship between a brother and another brother or whatever. You can't say like, oh, well, it's not Christian because it's not glorifying God or it's not talking about God or Jesus or whatever, salvation.
Agree.
And
but every word is about God is what you're saying.
Legalism comes in, and, you know, being Mexican and all, it sucks because, like, I see it a lot in the Mexican culture. They're more like, oh, girls are wearing pants in church. That's wrong. Or you got to be wearing a veil. Or, like, I mean, if Steve-O were to come in a Mexican radio station, like, with tattoos, like, wow, why would they let him do that, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And it's sad that they're more closed-minded. And it's frustrating. And that's why, like, I hate legalism.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hans.
Here's something not a lot of people think about. and I'm telling you guys this from personal experience, so listen, testimony.
Because you are in a Christian band. You've been in this industry for a very long time.
If people knew where I was when I wrote lyrics for a lot of the Waverly songs, you would never believe that I was a Christian or that we were a Christian band. And I'm here to tell you right now, that goes for every single Christian band you listen to and you hold up and you say, this is Christian. This is the standard. You don't know those people. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know how many people are writing those songs and they're writing them in a worship style because that's a bigger paycheck.
Right.
People don't get that. That's not a Christian idea. Mm-hmm. You don't write songs for money and then call it Christian. But we don't care because it's labeled Christian. And so we say, this is fine to listen to. And all this quote-unquote secular music is wrong when those people, those broken people, are writing songs from the heart.
Right.
They are writing the most honest expressions they can possibly write. And we write them off because it's not Christian. And that is wrong.
Yeah.
That's Static. How I feel.
Hey, guys. What's Hi. Happening?
Hey!
Dude, I just wanted to respond specifically to the one caller that did call in and when he kind of like mocked or even suggested that Static Radio isn't a ministry, and I wanted to preface this isn't about me at all.
Right.
For one, this is just to be very, very clear. In the last couple of years, because of Static Radio. Because of you, Steve-O, and...
Because of you know, Jesus, people, man. Because of Jesus.
The people there at Static, we've been put in a position to pull the car over, take a guy who's walking from Arizona to New Mexico that's worn holes in the bottom of his feet, that's lost his family, that's in complete despair, as far as being lukewarm, to fulfill the promise of Jesus Christ to see a soul reconciled by his sacrifice, to get 30,000 listeners that love Jesus praying for a man that needs it more than anyone could imagine. That comes to light because of Static Radio. So this guy gets in my car, my life's on the line. Lukewarm? I don't know about that, bro. I think that when you call into this station and you propose, you know, you're being real critical of individuals. I think you should also remember that you've got a plank in your own eye, dude, and be critical of yourself and really think about what you're condemning. Because I got to tell you, personally, that there's 10 to 20 individuals in the world today that were prayed for by this ministry that were heard from and were saved because of Static Radio. And because of the man you were talking to, that's Steve-O. So that's my two cents on that, and I wanted to say that. Thank you very much.
Love you, Shane.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. I want to make something very, very clear because it got really serious all of a sudden.
Boom.
We are first and foremost, and will always be a ministry. We live and breathe Jesus Christ, and so this is not for our glorification because it's not about us. Mm-hmm. It's the substance is Christ. The substance is Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, it says, therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in question of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you, insisting on worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by his sensuous mind, and not holding fast to the head, for whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. We are all one in the body of Christ, and whether we're a hand or a foot or the freaking armpit, we are all one in the body of Christ, and that goes for everyone. That goes for everyone. It doesn't matter what your ministry is. There are so many ministries where we're reaching different audiences. I will never come against another radio station like Air One or K-Love or anything else that is a ministry that is reaching a different part of the body of Christ because the substance is Jesus.
Yeah.
And my sole purpose of being here is to share with someone who does not have that hope found in Jesus Christ, to point them to a creator. And yeah, we have fun. Yep. We have a blast, and guess what? As a Christian, it's okay to have a good time. We were created for His glory. It's okay to be stoked about this. It's okay to have fun.
No, nah, not for me, man. I got a personal, I got a personal conviction against fun.
Yeah.
I believe that it is.
And if we can point to somebody and say, you know what, man, I'm guess what? I still fail. I'm still a human. But Romans 8:1, I've written it on my heart. There is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And I walk with that dude, and I will tell you right now, man, we are all part of that same body. But on that, I want to say this as well. The people that call in who disagree, who say, no, man, this is, you're lukewarm and da-da-da-da. All we can do is pray for those people. We can't get pissed, and we can't stand on our opposite view soapbox and say how incorrect it is, because the substance is Christ. And maybe that's just where they were raised, and maybe that's just how they think right now, and maybe that's just what that personal conviction is on them. And you know what? I am not going to destroy you with my words over it, as much as the flesh really desires to.
Okay, as everyone knows, there's been crazy changes at Static Radio.
Yeah!
Lots of things happen, and I'm really excited about it. But this weekend, I got to go to service. Pastor Skip Heisek finished up the I Dare You series, Daniel chapter 12, and reading the 4 points that he had set for us that's on Sunday just solidified everything that this ministry is. And it was amazing, because what it was Daniel chapter 12. He pretty much summed up who Daniel was, pointed out that really that God didn't have anything bad to say about Daniel. He lived his life upright. He was an amazing guy. And his 4 points totally pointed out what Static Radio was. He worshipped God supremely, but he was involved socially.
Yeah.
He stood alone, but walked with others. He saw the future, but he lived in the present.
Right.
And he aged gracefully, but he influenced mightily. And that's what I feel, even through everything that we do here at Static Radio, but especially Culture Shock, whether it's labeled or not, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And I love it so much. So that literally, I was thinking about that as I'm listening to this last sermon in chapter 12 of Daniel, how it's just solidified everything that we're doing here at Static Radio for me. And I loved it.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We're just about out of show, but the phone lines have been jammed the whole time. Static.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Hey, Callie Deb.
Hey, I just am so moved by this conversation. And I got to say, just to all callers and all listeners of the station, you know, I've been listening to you guys since you were M88, since you were punk, since you were metal. I've seen the station go through a lot of changes, and I have been a supporter of the station, not only financially, but in spirit too. And I also, you know, turn a lot of friends of mine onto the station who are not quote unquote Christians, but they are musicians. I have some non-Christian friends that like the station. And here's the point. The guy, you know, I have to say one thing about the guy, and I'm not trying to bash the guy that called, because I think we all...
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm not going to. We all have a right to our opinion.
Exactly.
But let me just say this. This is very important, okay? Just because we're Christian, does that mean that we don't get to have entertainment and movie reviews and game reviews and things? See, that's the thing. I mean, we're not glorifying entertainment and things that are not of Christ. We're glorifying Christ, but we have to live our life too. We're Christians, but we also have to live our life. Because we're Christians doesn't mean that we don't not listen to entertainment or watch movies that are subjective. Or, you know, we have to live our lives as a Christian in today's culture. That's a difficult place to be for anybody.
Yeah.
And because of Static Radio, it's been easier for people to do that. And that is because of the station and because of this Culture Shock and the different segments and the shock therapy and all the different things that let society believe that just because we're Christians, we're still human and we still have to live in this world like everybody else.
Thanks for the call. All right. One final thought. This from Paul in Houston. I got sent this. And it's time to say goodbye. In summation, don't stop believing.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
You can't use this song.
Paul in Houston, he listens out there through the app. He said, music and all of art is a medium a method of delivering a message. The message will either be inspiring or a commentary. In either way, the heart of the artist is what establishes and determines the trajectory of that message, but the heart of whoever takes in the message also determines the effectiveness of the message to impact their life and the lives of others. Therefore, art is a relationship. The advantage we have is that we have aligned our spirits and adjusted our thinking to entwine with our Savior, our Heavenly Father, and His Holy Spirit. With that, we are constantly having truth spoken to us in anything we hear or see. Our heart chooses which way we will process it. For some, milk is what they need. For others, meat. We need to remember that on both sides, blanket statements and hard lines that are drawn based on personal determinations of do's and don'ts is dicey. We are of the same body. When we infight, we do the unthinkable. We give the body of Christ cancer.
Ooh. Dang.
Paul in Houston.
Paul in Houston. Hey, and I want to say, dude, if you are still listening, which I don't know if you are, sorry if you felt cut off, my email is Mateo, that's two T's, at mystaticradio.com.
Absolutely.
Email me.
Yeah.
I'd love to go meet up for some coffee or something.
Yeah.
I'll even buy it.
It's okay to have challenging conversations. What's not cool is when we see the quarrelsome. So
yeah, definitely.
I apologize if anybody got offended and it got heated and people's emotions got in the way. But, good show.
Emotions.
Have fun, Mish.
Guys,
emotions
you set me up for
high.
Like, what the heck do I do now?
Yeah, what's next?
Guys, I'm going to go ahead and bring in the more lighthearted things.
Yeah. There you go.
Mitch is going to go prepare a sequel to Titanic. And we're going to go sit in the office.
Can I break the news to you right now?
Yeah.
Sequel to Titanic already exists.
Oh, oh, no! Was Billy Zane in it?
I don't know. Titanic 2, look it up. It's
oh,
awful.
It's terrible.
If it's not in continuity, I'm not watching.
Thanks to everybody who listens to Static Radio, and thanks to everyone who financially supports the station, who believes in what we're doing as a ministry.
Yeah.
We heard a lot of great words today. If you believe in what we're doing and you believe in the ministry that is Static Radio, please consider financially supporting us. You
please
can
do
so. MyStaticRadio.com. We out!
If you like it, support it. If you don't, change the channel. All the power is in your hands.
There you
what?
Go.
That's all you got to do.
Middays with Mitch up next!
Woo! That's me.
Woo! You're going to have a blast.
Yeah.
You get to try and bring it back down.
I have to leave. You guys, I have to pretty much.
Some cinnamon of normalcy.
I need to burn some like incense in here. Not because it smells bad, but just like.
To calm down?
Yeah, to calm down.
I don't believe
down.
In burning incense.
Okay.
I had a friend once who was Buddhist. And, never mind.
Oh
I'm not
my
gonna
gosh.
Go.
Hey,
just
good,
kidding.
Good Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, Team Awesome Morning
Solid.
Party.
Solid.
We'll see you guys again mañana. And Mitch up next. Middays with Mitch. Don't go anywhere. Brand new show. Excited. Man.
Peace out.
We're going to walk away now.
You two are terrifying.
Get your comments in facebook.com/mystaticradio. Until 10 minutes from now when you talk to Mitch.
Yep.
We out.
Later.
Bye.